As for Simba, the lion, he leaves little trace of his weight. One rarely finds his footprints. Swiftly and silently, he slips through the grass, and it rises again, concealing his passage. No other African I have ever known approached Bakuli in knowledge and skill. Bakuli, with his naked eye, would pick out an animal that I could barely find with field glasses. The little half-brother of the elephants, like the Tembo for whom we named him, would shuffle along muttering to himself. Then, when you thought he was half asleep, he would stoop, pick up a bit of mud or a leaf, sniff the trail, and say, "Over by the old lady waterhole, you find 5 bull Tembo, 4 cows and 3 totos." And we would. That was the amazing part of it. Bakuli was always right. Once, when I had finished a lot of good elephant film, I gave a picture show for Bakuli and the boys. With Bakuli on a box next to us, we ran off several thousand feet of film. It was a joy to watch his wrinkled old face. He had never seen a movie, and I doubt if he had understood what we had been doing with our camera in all our crazy wanderings through the jungle. All he could say when he saw the pictures, in many of which he appeared, was, "Ah! Ah!" He was overcome with feeling. I enjoyed myself greatly that night. At last I was even with Bakuli, for my magic of the camera was even more of a mystery to him than his magic knowledge of the jungle and its ways was to me.